Hello, Mr. Cristoforo.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, I'm Derek. Talked to you yesterday on the phone. Also, is Mr. Biko Legend 668? He's the co-host of the show.
Okay. We live yet or
no? We are live. As soon as you called in, we were live. You're live on the air right now. You're on allgames.com and Ustream.
Whoa.
Okay. What's going on, guys?
How are you doing? So,
all right.
We have a big chat room, a lot of people here from not only Twitter, but NeoGAF, Kotaku, IGN, All Games community. Please tell us, before we get into the controversy, tell us a little about yourself.
What do you mean about myself?
About Paul Cristoforo.
I'm just a regular guy. I mean, both a father and a new father and a gamer. I don't do much. I mean, I play video games. I work for my laptop. I take care of my son and spend time with my wife. Just a normal person like everybody else.
PS3 or Xbox? That's important.
Both.
Oh, both. Okay.
I mean, yeah, right now I'm playing.
Ambidextrous.
Right now I'm playing Assassin's Creed on Xbox, and I'm playing Drake's on PS3.
Now, about Ocean Marketing, how did that start? Are you the owner, or do you just work there? How does that work out?
No, it's my company. I started it, 3 years ago, and it's just me. I'm the only person that I run the company. I own the company. I don't have any employees. It's just me.
And one of your big clients was Avenger Controller. Do you have any other clients, or was that your main client?
I have a few other clients, and none that I wish to name or anything like that, just for anonymity and protection. I need to make a living, and I need to support my family.
are you still in good terms with them? Are you still doing a good job for them? Or
yeah, I'm still on good terms with everybody. Of course, there's a couple people made some comments about it, but I mean, ultimately, what I really do isn't affecting the day-to-day operations of my business. I don't really do marketing and PR. I do some websites here and there, and I don't even do that work myself. It's mostly outsourced, but I mean, my main deal is I sell. I'm a salesman.
Now, you say you've been doing this for 3 years. How did you get hooked up with Avengers?
I met them last year at CES. They were basically just a struggling controller company, and I saw them out. I found the flyer in the bathroom. I went over to the booth, and
wait, you found a flyer in the bathroom?
Huh?
You found a flyer in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's why. I had seen them on the web, and basically what happened is I seen them on the web, and then I was going to the bathroom, and I guess they were flyer in the bathroom. So I seen the flyer in the bathroom, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I wanted to check this out. And so I went over, and I was searching their booth, and I found them. And I approached them, looked at the controllers. They weren't even made yet. There was a bunch of back orders back then. Same problem that they're having this year. They were having the same problem with the Xbox 360 launch last year. I think it took a little bit longer than the PlayStation launches. But, I went up and, introduced myself, talked to the owner. He was busy talking to somebody else, and then moved on and reached out to them after I got back from CES, and that's how basically the relationship started.
And so you met the owner. You got the owner. You guys got, I guess, became friends or friendly. Hired you to do.
PR? We became friendly. I mean, we're not on speaking terms right now, but I would consider David's a really good guy, and I've known him for a year now. So with
Avenger, they hired you to what was your PR job with the controller? Was it like to handle all the PR for the controller, just certain things?
No, I really didn't do much PR at all. I was mainly doing I was helping them out at shows. I worked for free for about 9 months. I didn't get paid any money. I was working to help them. I worked tax. I set up. I broke down. I went and, got the television to the booth and did everything that they needed me to do. And I didn't get paid any money. They flew me out, to do the show. But I mean, other than that, I didn't get any payment for it or anything like that. So, but I was just kind of working my way up the ladder from doing nothing, just doing what I was doing with the marketing company, which was mainly just building websites, to working my way into the gaming industry. And, you know, something that I've always wanted to do my whole life, which I can imagine a lot of the listeners. Yeah, I mean, I can imagine a lot of the listeners probably would love to have a career in the game industry, too. And I always did, and that's what I did, is I worked my way into the company, and I did a lot of free stuff for them, made no money for 9 months, so you can imagine, you know, things got a little bit stressful, but I met a lot of people, and, you know, as things got better, the control started taking off, and I started selling a lot of the units. I mean, I was doing very, very, very well with Adventure and for them, as far as sales.
Now, this all, the entire controversy started with answering a customer email. Why were you answering the customer emails? That's the question a lot of people are having.
Yeah, they didn't have a customer service center. They don't have, basically the company is only run by three people. And they didn't, you know, it's a small business right now. And you know, they're trying to get big, and you know, they're on their way there. I mean, this, I'll talk about them in a little while as far as like, you know, some, what's going on with them right now. And you know, my apology, but, they're a small company, so they didn't have a customer service call center. They didn't have a hotline. They didn't have anybody answer the phones, and the owner didn't want to do it. And so I decided, I volunteered, just to do something, you know, try to help them out a little bit more. Like I said, I worked E3 and I worked PAX East last year, and I made no money, but I got to attend the shows, and I got to meet a lot of people, and, you know, I got to help build up the controller, and, you know, help, I guess it, in a way it was helping them market the controller, but really what my main job was to do was to try and sell units. So I met a lot of people, and, you know, I had a good time and a good experience at the show. And then after this E3 is when the controller started blowing up. I mean, I was moving, my units all over the world. I was moving units to all six countries, United States, Canada, you know, South America, and, you know, so we started to see a little bit of a boom. So, I mean, back to why I did the customer service was because I didn't have anybody else to take the calls. And the calls come in my cell phone. I mean, just to show you what kind of operation that we were running.
Okay, we have a question from the chat room, Neil Gaffer. You said you were going to take questions from chat. Is that okay? I'll make sure.
What was that?
A question from the chat room. We have a live chat room with a few hundred people, plus also regular listeners.
Yeah.
He said, question for Paul. So far, you've been saying that you're sorry you got caught and that Mike Krahulik is bullying you with his authority on the net. We haven't gotten that far, but we're kind of jumping ahead. Well, it's cool. Will you apologize to Dave and the rest of the customers you have treated badly without saying stuff like, I'm sorry I was pulled the wrong way, or I'm sorry I didn't know who I was talking shit to? Well, you don't need to use those kind of, that kind of language. But.
Right. What was the question again?
Question was, will you apologize to Dave and the rest of your customers?
Basically, I'm sorry to everybody. I mean, I made a big mistake, and you know, irresponsible isn't the right word. It was inappropriate, and you know, and I apologize to everybody. I mean, the Gamer Nation, to David, and David's already accepted my apology, to Mike. And just everybody in general. I mean, I'm not a bad guy. It was a bad experience, and it was inappropriate. I mean, it's no excuse for what I did. It doesn't matter what was going on.
Now, we're jumping around a little bit here, because, like,
we're jumping real far ahead.
Yeah, for people, like, most people in the chat, they came in specifically for the interview, but we have a lot of people may not, and plus for the people listening a year from now, they're not going to know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. What happened was you got into it with a customer. A customer sent you an email asking, basically, where was his controller at? He pre-ordered it. You responded, short answer, December 17th. He asked for more information. You said it was still in customs. And then he asked for a $10 discount. And that's when things started kind of you take it from there. That's when things started getting a little heated.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't extremely out of hand, but yeah, it's time to get a little bit loud. And, and, I mean, the conversation just went where the conversation went. And, you know, I guess he sent off an email to Kotaku. I didn't know. And then he sent out that email to Penny Arcade, which I didn't know who they were. And, I mean, and escalated from there. Penny Arcade sent me an email, and they were just like, no cussing, but they.
No, I mean, you can curse. I was joking. Yeah, please curse all you want.
I don't know if these kids listen to the show, and I don't want to be inappropriate.
Fuck them. They shouldn't be up. They shouldn't be up this late anyway.
But anyways,
apparently they've never listened to the show before.
yeah, I haven't. He emailed me and he's like, holy crap, you're banned from PAX. And I responded back like, who the hell are you? And what do you mean I'm banned from PAX? Like, I didn't know who he was. And so we went back and forth, and ultimately he posted that up on his website. And he's like, hey, I'm gonna put this on the website. And I'm like, go ahead, free PR, laughing. I didn't know. And I put the analogy to it like this. It's like, Mike knew the whole entire time that he could ruin me. You know what I mean? He knew it. It's the same analogy as if I'm at a bar and I'm a professional fighter and I know I can beat up anybody that puts a finger on me, no matter how big they are, because I've been fighting for 25 years, right? And I know that. So it's kind of funny if a guy comes up to me and starts a fight with me because he knows that he's going to get, because I know that I'm going to knock him out cold, probably put him in the hospital. I'll probably get arrested for doing it because if I'm a professional fighter, I'd have to be registered. But it was the same thing with Mike. Mike knew what he could do to me, and he had done it to somebody else before as well because he referenced that in an email. And
are you saying that Gabe from Penny Arcade is like the Brock Lesnar of the internet? He's going around breaking people's legs. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. I would say that, with 4 million four million users and, all the good stuff that he does with charity and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, he is. I mean, he's like the Brock Lesnar of the internet. I mean, he runs PAX East. I mean, what's that, 40,000-50,000 people. He's good with charities and stuff like that. So, he's got a lot of power, with his viewers. I mean, obviously, you see where this has gone. I'm getting contacted by MSNBC, MTV wants to come interview me. I'm all over the internet. I mean, I'm Wikipedia has put me on like as an internet celebrity overnight. I mean, I'm not enjoying any of it because it's kind of stressing me out.
I'm going to call you on this one. I think you're enjoying it just a little because I've seen your Twitter account. I think you're enjoying it just a little bit.
No, the Twitter accounts are all fake. I haven't sent out any tweet. I mean, today I sent out one because I seen it. I get an alert. I seen that Geico tweeted something about me. So I tweeted to Geico that I need insurance. But I mean, seriously, my Twitter account is, I'll tell everybody so now they can go spam that, but it's, Ocean Deep Sea. I changed my Twitter account from Ocean Marketing, and the reason why everyone's like, oh, we misspelled marketing. Ocean Marketing with one T wasn't available, so I took Ocean Marketing with two T's. And then I changed that because I was trying to just quiet the noise down. I didn't want anybody to mess around with me. I was sick of the emails. I was sick of the tweets, so I changed it to Ocean Strategy. And there I spelled strategy wrong too. Everyone wants to know why I can't spell right. I don't care. I'm not a writer. I don't spell check. Most of the time I'm typing on my laptop and I get sticky keys
Sticky keys on your laptop. That's disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Sticky keys on your laptop. That's disgusting. I don't want to know that. Level 99 says, never mind. I'll come back.
So let me finish up real quick. Long story short is I changed it from Ocean Strategy to Ocean Deep Sea. And people took my name that I gave up and they've been retweeting and tweeting and tweeting stuff all over the internet. And I've been running around trying to do damage control on that, just basically telling these sites that are quoting me because they're using my picture and my background and everything like that, that's not me. I'm not the one that's doing all those tweets. Ocean Marketing and Ocean at Deep Sea account, you'll see no tweets from me. I even have another account, which is Ocean Marketing with two T's, and I have almost 30,000 followers on that, and I haven't sent out one tweet. So that just goes to show you guys that, I'm not enjoying what's going on because there's a lot of other stuff that that I'm not talking about yet, that I'm sure we'll get into.
From chat, Paul, you say you've been doing this for 3 years, and assuming the best of things, you've dealt with bad customers before. How has your approach to these situations changed over that time?
Changed from dealing with bad customers in the past.
Yeah, this couldn't have been the first guy that.
Listen, the bottom line is everybody's harping on me so bad, because I got, I got mad at a customer or whatever, and are annoyed, and I was wrong. It's clear the air with that, but everybody.
In my opinion, I didn't see it as too one-sided. It was clear that the customer was not being the most friendly when he was sending those emails to you.
Right, but for the sake of business, the customer's always right, and ultimately the customer is what supports the business. So, I should have been. It's not my company. It's not my place. But I was just having a bad day, and I can guarantee you that 99% of the people that are listening to this call or that's a human being have bad days of the week where they get into an argument with their mother, they get into an argument with somebody over something stupid, and it's just because they're having a bad day. And nobody's perfect. I'm a human being just like everybody else. Just because it went viral and everybody's like giving me, a lot of BS over it, I did the wrong thing. And I'm sorry that it happened, and I can guarantee you that it would never, ever, ever happen again. I'm making it my New Year's resolution is to be the best customer service person in the entire world and the universe.
Maybe
I'll write a book in 6 months. I don't know.
There's another question from chat. They say, you keep blaming Mike Grahulik for this. Do you feel this is your fault, or do you understand that it was done by you, or who do you feel is to blame for this whole thing?
Well, obviously, all fingers point at me, right? Because it was between me and Dave, right? It never should have escalated from Dave to Penny Arcade. It wasn't any of their business. Dave could have, I could have said, hey, listen, my name is Mike so and so. I run PAX East, and I own the Penny Arcade website. The proper thing to do would be to apologize to Dave, and if I don't see an apology, then I'm going to ban you from PAX East. And if you don't believe who I am, look me up. You know what I mean? And that might have nipped it in the bud right there. And in the grand scheme of things, I just want people to know that I'm not sorry just because I didn't know who he was. I'm sorry because I was wrong with what I did. But
It sounds like Mike is had a big part of this, though.
He did. If Mike didn't post this on his website, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. I wouldn't be an internet phenomenon, and be the top of everything for the past 3 days. Ultimately, Mike did this to me.
Ouch! But there's.
There was some definite flexing of muscles.
That's
on
a
his
strong
part,
statement,
you know?
Though. What?
I mean.
God.
I mean, think about it, though. If Mike didn't post this on Penny Arcade, would you be having this conversation right now?
No, not at all. Right? That's what I'm saying. He flexed his muscles, to just, push around, a little businessman, I just didn't see you having much power in that whole situation. You pushing a corner.
Yeah.
Now, what's next for you? Because this isn't the end of Paul Cristoforo. Your business is still going. You still have clients.
Yeah, I still have clients. I'm dealing with the aftermath of the whole situation. I'm doing another show tonight. I got MTV and Spike that's coming up to film me on Monday. So I'm going to be on a show on the game show that Spike runs the following week, which they're going to do a half hour special with me. So people will be able to see me,
I Just Teen, give her a big kiss for me. Say this is from Derek. When I Just Teen comes to interview you, give a huge kiss and say, this is from Derek Hopkins. And she will say, oh, I know Derek. I love Derek. Thank you for giving me a kiss from him.
This is good for
all the bad stuff.
I'll give you guys some juice on Spike.
this is the, like for all the stuff that's happened though, like, look, you're on Spike, you got the Forbes article. Are you can't say this has been a bad thing.
I mean, what's bad about it, and I'm going to tell you what's bad about it, is these people are ruthless. They call me such a monster, right? But these people are attacking my family. They're attacking my child. They're posting stuff on Reddit about, you know, my personal business and some stuff that I'm sure that some people want to ask me about. But I mean, you know, they're posting stuff about On Child Services and, you know, just like really, really cool stuff. I mean, you know, granted, I didn't crucify this guy that I had a bad customer service experience with. I didn't do anything, you know, wrong to jeopardize his family or his life, or it was just a $49.99 controller. I mean, these people are trying to like hurt me, like physically or in it, or not physically, but you know, through whatever way they can. And that's just like, you know, that's really what's the worst about all this, is that these people are that ruthless and that mean and cruel, to realize that I have a 2-month-old son and I have a wife and a family, and they want to like, they want to try and rip that apart. I mean, that's just wrong. I mean, and Penny Arcade said something about it. And Control put out a press release and they said something about it. I've said, no one's listening to me, but I mean, you know, it's just wrong. And it's really, really, really mean. I mean, the people that are doing that, I mean, they must just be, you know, absolutely complete, heartless, nobody jerks to try and do that to someone's family over a bad customer service experience. I'm not that bad of a person to deserve that.
People in chat are saying I've been playing softball with you. I do not want this to be Ellen DeGeneres interview. I wanted to be a Fox News interview. So I will now ask the hard questions, Paul. Please be prepared. Boothbar says, Paul, why the hell can't you simply, damn, okay, this, some people are kind of upset with you, Paul. You have to understand that. He says, why the hell can't you simply honestly apologize and stop blaming everything on other people when it's clearly your fault? But he also follows up by saying, host, why can't you actually prepare for a fucking interview for which you know everyone cares about? And then 3, internet, he asks, what the hell? So I'll let you answer the first question. All right, like, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, first question is I'm not blaming anybody, okay? I'm the one that was on the phone with, I was the one that was returning email exchanges with David, okay? I'm the one that gave David a hard time. It's my fault. I had acted inappropriately. I apologize for what I did. And there's nothing more that I can do than say that I'm sorry to everybody, including David, who's already forgiven me. And, you know, Mike, who I sent, you know, multiple emails to, I don't know that he forgave me. I don't know if he's saying that I'm a bully, but I mean, ultimately, it's nobody's fault but my own. Because if I didn't engage the customer, then I wouldn't be on this conversation either. So ultimately, I mean, I could, you know, it's where it is now because of Mike, but if I just simply bit my tongue and just said, let me see what I can do on that $10 and handled the situation differently, then, you know, we wouldn't be here either. So it's my fault. I take full responsibility for my actions, and I'm sorry. Deeply sorry.
Now, what about there's also been follow-up, because not only, like, Mike from PNRK, he was the most vocal, but other outlets have also, like, jumped in. Guys from IGN have stepped in. People have accused you of doing stuff like name-dropping. Like, how do you respond to that?
Well, I name-drop because, you know, I've spoken to each one of these people in person. Kevin Kelly, that I spoke to, I've talked to him on the phone a lot. You know, I've seen him at E3. I talked to him outside. I mean, I'm not best friends with him, but I know who he is, and I've had conversations with him. You know, he reviewed our controller. He put us on G4 Tech TV, but not our controller. I'm not with N Control anymore, but he reviewed the Avenger. He put the Avenger on, X-Play. I mean, I'm not best friends with Kevin, but I know him. Scott Lowe is, you know, we had sent him multiple units, and I had talked to him on the phone probably 20 to 30 times. And, you know, he kept saying he was going to give us a review. He's going to give us a review. He's going to give us a review. And he never gave us the review, but, you know, I had communication with him. So I say that I know him, right? I'm not best friends with any of these people. And whoever else I name drop, I think I might have name drop. I don't know the mayor of Boston, by the way. That's just totally a joke.
You don't know the mayor of Boston. Everybody knows the mayor of Boston.
I have no affiliation with the mayor. I never met him. I've never shaken his hand. I've never seen him in person. I don't know who he is. It was kind of a joke. I mean, it was said in an email. But anyways, you know, the Sean Buffy, I think he's the Engadget guy. I mean, I've had some email conversations with him, about some, you know, sending him some press releases and stuff like that. So, you know, there's some people that I met that, you know, from E3 that I've hung out with, shook hands with, had some conversations with. So yeah, I just threw some names around to try to impress upon him that I wasn't a nobody either, but you know, obviously I didn't know who he was. So I dropped the names because maybe he's like, oh, I know some people, you know what I mean? And maybe, I don't know, whatever. Maybe give me some credibility.
Now this all, like, you say you're not really a PR guy, you're more of a website guy. Let's talk about your website stuff. Like, do you build the websites? Do you,
I don't build them myself. I mean, I help with the graphic design aspect of the websites, but I mostly outsource my work, to India. I mean, occasionally, I mean, I can build a website. I mean, I know PHP, ColdFusion, ASP.NET, HTML, HTML5, but, you know, for the most part, with the websites I build is I get a lot of them. So it's easier for me to outsource because that means I can take, it's just me, I'm a one-man show. I can take on 10 or 15 clients and I can outsource the work and have 10 or 15 projects going simultaneously. It's a smart business move, right? Anybody that's working, any of you stay-at-home people that are looking to make money, go on Elance and hire a web developer and then go on Craigslist and look for clients.
But the problem is, clients, like, because now people are saying
that's how to be an entrepreneur.
The people are saying that the website is like has plagiarized content and stuff like that, though. Like, is that?
Yeah, I didn't build the website to put the content in. So, and it's been up for almost 2.5 to 3 years. Now that I'm in the public spotlight and everybody's hitting my website, now it's being brought to my attention that there's plagiarism on my website. But for the past 2 years, nobody said anything about it. I didn't know because I didn't build it. You know what I mean? So how am I supposed to know that there's plagiarized content on it? It's been up for 2 years, and I haven't got one single email about anything on my website. Now that everybody's picking it apart and they got me under a microscope, because I'm getting emails saying I got a couple emails, but as soon as I get an email, what do I do? Is I go in and I remove the blog or whatever's on there that shouldn't be there that someone else wrote. Or I'll credit that person if it's okay if they email me and they say, hey, you're plagiarizing my blog. I'll either say, is it all right if I name you, or do you want me to remove it? And I'll remove it. But I didn't know that there was plagiarism on the site or on my blog. I didn't write that stuff. I didn't build the site.
Isn't it kind of weird how once the internet like turns on you, like they can find a lot of stuff on you. They go pretty deep, because this only started 48 hours ago, and people are I'm not going to go on because the personal stuff is like family stuff. I'm not going to go into that, and I'm not going to bring like the steroid stuff and all the other stuff. That's not about the controller or video games. So I'm not going to. People are going to yell at me, but guys, this is.
I appreciate it.
Now feel
bad. Just so everybody knows, they'll see me on television, but. I don't abuse steroids.
What do you bench?
And so on and so forth. So, you know, that's not what the whole situation is. I mean, people just take something and blow it out of proportion.
How much can you bench?
Literally? I don't know because I've been so lazy that I haven't been able to get to the gym, but I'd say maybe 225.
Really? 220? Come on, 220. I can do 20, 225, and I'm a video game player.
I'm a big dude. I'm, you know, like, what am I, 5'10", 222 right now. But, you know, I can bench my weight, maybe a little bit more. I don't know. I haven't actually hit a max because when I go to the gym, I'm working out by myself. So, you know, not like Arnold, you know, not like a jacked dude. So people will see me. I mean, I'm actually a little chubby.
You don't have a big, big buck is the creatine in your fridge, on top of your fridge?
No, I got a small 2-pint or 3-pint protein with, you know, oats, trying to like check my diet. My, you know, doctor told me that my health isn't the best right now, but you know, no, I'm not like a juice head or, you know, some big monster that, like, you know, is at the gym every single day, 6 hours a day, you know, rah, I'm big. No, dude, no, I'm not like that. You know, wearing a muscle shirt with, like, you know, my stuff hanging out. No, not me. Spandex and everything. I spend more time on my Xbox than I do at the gym.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the PR industry and stuff. Did you plan on getting into the PR industry, or did you want to get into the entertainment industry? Like, what was?
No, I never. I mean, originally when I opened my company, I was doing some social media stuff. So, you know, I wanted to be That was when I opened. That's why I opened the company, was to do social media, because when I first opened it, I had some accounts that I was doing social media for. And it was more of reputation, brand, reputation management, because their reputation is ruined, like mine is right now. And, you know, I was just burying it with like social media, and I was outsourcing that work too, to, you know, a social media company overseas where I could put 50 people on an account and just have them bombard it with just good press releases and, you know, enough good stuff to bury the bad stuff and make it go away, which anybody can do. So that was originally why I opened up the company. And then I got into websites because a lot of people wanted websites done, and I found it easy to outsource, which I already told everybody my secret. And I wanted to get into the gaming industry. I found my way in. And anybody can do it. You know what I mean? I know there's a lot of people online that would love to work in the gaming industry and would love to, you know, go to E3 and, you know, just like, experience all that cool stuff, and, you know, it's fun.
Okay, so people are in chat are yelling at me. I hate this. Show is all about the listeners, and I hate that the listeners are upset at me.
All right,
so I'm going to go back and ask you another question from chat. I don't even feel bad. Adrian14 wants to know, why do you insist on lying? The gaming community can read the emails. Dave wanted a reasonable answer to a reasonable question. Paul name dropped first, including the name of PAX, even before Mike got involved. How can we have any sympathy when his interviews and apologies attempt to shift blame from the original issue? His rudeness is not only to Dave, but also other customers.
No, but how is my rudeness to other customers? I fielded 4,000 calls throughout the 3 months of the holidays, September, October, November, December. What did they dig up? 3 bad customer service calls I had that I lost my temper with. I mean, ultimately,
what happened during those 3 bad? Let's talk about those three bad calls.
I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I'm not saying that it's anybody's fault. I mean, whatever I said or whatever name I dropped. I mean, I did what I did, and I'm responsible for it. I'm not putting the blame on anybody. It's my fault. Just so everybody's crystal clear that's on the line right now, I did this. It's all my fault.
I'm sorry that I did it.
Clears it up for everybody? Because I don't know how many people are listening, but it's my fault. It was inappropriate, and I apologize for it.
I don't think they're going to be happy until they see blood.
I mean, I can't get any. What do you want me to do? Cry? They want me to. I mean, what can I do? I'm just giving them a sincere answer to the question. I'm not blaming anybody anymore because I'm not trying to deflect the situation, you know, and tell the whole story, and then everybody's just going to flip it around on me. So let's just keep it simple. This is because of me. And I'm sorry that I got into it with Dave. Dave is already forgiven me. He's accepted my apology, and he's taken my emails, and, you know, he's sent out, I don't know if it was tweets or it was, you know, emails or, you know, he sent something to Mike asking them, you know, if I did some donation or whatever, just to try and get me off the hook. But, you know, ultimately Dave forgave me. And that's not deflecting anything. I apologize twice in sincerity, and he forgave me.
What about the whole suing Penny Arcade thing? Is that still going to happen? Are we going to see you guys in a people's court?
No, I'm not going to sue Penny Arcade. I mean, it's for what? Piss everybody else off. I mean, unless I knew I was going to get $5 million, it wouldn't be worth it.
You know, oh, no,
I mean, if an attorney told me that I had a suit for slander, libel, defamation of character, and anything else that he did, and they said, hey, you've got a case worth $5 million, I think anybody on the phone would be an idiot not to take the case and get the $5 million. I'll take the $5 million, go move to an island, and that's it. Just be good for the rest of my life.
So wait, so that's saying you would sue though if you were. That's not. Not so you. So you. Oh, Paul. So you're saying you would sue or you wouldn't sue? You would sue if you...
No, if an attorney told me that I had a case worth $5 million, that's a lot of money. I would sue.
Yeah, but that's...
But I haven't called an attorney, so I mean, I'm not going that route.
You don't want
to. I don't know if I have a case or not. I mean, I'm just saying that it's like anybody. I mean, people that sued Sony for when the internet went down for a month. I mean, there people were going after Sony. I mean, people will sue for anything. I mean, I'm not trying to sue anybody.
You'll be taking child's play money. You'll be taking money from little kids in a hospital trying to play video games. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't.
That's not a good idea. I can see
some little kid. They'll roll a wheelchair down, and when you the little kid with like a shaky hand would reach up and hand you a check for $5 million. You don't want that.
Here, I won't eat, but here's my check.
I would go without medicine for two days.
I wouldn't take money away from children. I've helped children. I do food drives. You know, I pay for kids charity where, you know, we donate shoes to children. You know, we try to do some work with Able Gamers. You know, I have a child myself. I'm not trying to take anything away from a baby or an unfortunate child. I mean, you know, maybe 6 years ago when I was young and stupid I want to sue whether I'm a father. It's not something that I'm interested in doing.
So
really, I see this whole thing as all very silly because, you know, us as gamers have been like screwed over by many lot bigger companies over, you know, a lot worse. I mean, I've received worse than you gave this guy at GameStop, and I didn't get anything from it, you know? And where was my outcry? Shit, I never got any outcry. We've all been screwed over by GameStop. We've been screwed over by Sony.
Why
we've been screwed over by Xbox.
Microsoft. GameStop has nothing to do with this.
When the red ring of death. I mean, I got that on 6 systems. You know what I mean?
I got screwed
over. I mean, but the difference is they're giants. I mean, what's Penny Arcade going to do to Microsoft or Sony? Nothing. You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
I do remember seeing a couple of cartoons about the red ring of death. I do remember seeing.
Yeah, but I mean, ultimately, who's going to mess with a giant like Microsoft or Sony? I mean, they're going to put out a cartoon. If anything, it's going to get them a little bit more press. And just to touch base on that, did I deal with Microsoft in a harsh manner when my Xbox broke? Hell yeah, I did. I called them up and I asked to speak to the supervisor, and I was ruthless with them. And you know what it got me? I got a free Xbox 360, and then they returned, and then they sent me back my broken one fixed too, because I was so pissed off that my Xbox was broke, and it took them 2 weeks to send it, and I didn't get it. And I called them up, and I was like, "Let me speak to a supervisor. Give me a supervisor." And maybe like 5 phone calls later, I got someone. They're like, "Well, we'll send a new Xbox out to you right away." And then 2 days after I got the new Xbox, another one came in the mail. You know, but you know, you deal with customer service at Microsoft, and they're like, yeah. If it's not outsourced to India, they're like, yep, okay, all right, yeah, all right, and they rush you off the phone. They're not nice people.
No,
but it doesn't make a difference because they're Microsoft, right? They can be whatever way they want.
A random dentist in chat says the reason why Paul is being crucified is that he name dropped and messed with the wrong people. He got what he deserved. He poked a bear and got mauled. Is that what you feel? Do you feel like you just messed with the wrong people this time, and basically you mess with the bear, so you mess with the bull, you get the horns, that type of thing?
Yeah, that's a great saying. Obviously, that's what happened, right? Yeah. I mean, look at where I am right now. I obviously mess with the wrong
people.
Well,
yeah, that once again, though, you say, "Look what I where I am," and of course, like people are yelling at you, but you're going to be on G4. You're going to be on Game Trailers next week. I'm never going to be on Game Trailers. I've been doing this for 4 years. Jeff Keighley's never called me up and said, "Hey, can we come interview you?"
Right. Well, I mean, they're coming because the guy that everybody's crucifying me on the MSNBC article too, that my apology wasn't sincere and blah blah blah. But Kyle over there at MSNBC emailed me, and you know, I was like, you know, I'm getting a lot of slack from your posts with people misreading it. He apologized to me. He's like, you know, people are going to twist the news and they're going to turn it into whatever they want to turn it into. He's like, but you know, I depicted, you know, the best that I could. And he, you know, he's like, I'm sorry if you're getting any rants or anything like that. And I was like, you know, hey, it's not your fault. I'm like, I totally understand. But MSNBC is what got me a spike in MTV. So, you know, everyone's saying that my apology wasn't sincere, but it was sincere. People just misreading me, or taking my words and twisting them into whatever they want it to be. But ultimately, MSNBC is what turned Spike on to me, and Spike called me, and they're going to come out and interview me, and I'm going to be able to apologize again. And it's all I'm doing is saying I'm sorry. If I didn't care about any of this, wouldn't I just tell everybody to screw? Just not bother with anybody? If it didn't bother me, I mean, think about it. I could disappear from the internet. I could shut down everything, pull down my website, pull down my Twitter account, shut down my Facebook, and just
shut
disappear.
Down Facebook. That's not get crazy here. Come on.
Huh? And can't. Just disappear, right? Be gone, like a ghost, right? And not have to deal with any of the stuff that I'm dealing with. I wouldn't have to get on the phone with you. I don't have to apologize to anybody. So if I was that much of a piece of crap, that's what I would do, right? So everybody's hating on me, but yet I'm still trying to save face. And apologize to everybody instead of just telling them to F off and just go disappear from the internet. Be like it was never here. It's obviously here because I care about everybody in the community. I mean, I'm a gamer. I've been gaming since Pong. I mean, I've been playing gaming since some of these kids were not even old enough to play. I'm not going to use the metaphor that everybody's hitting me out to dry for.
What's your gamer tag? What's your Xbox Live gamer tag?
Don't give that out.
Don't. Legend, don't how dare that. Let him ask.
They want to spam my Xbox gamer tag. They can spam my Xbox gamer tag. I don't care if they want to do that. I think I'm maxed out of a friend request anyway. So what are they going to do? Just send me spam messages? It takes you with a chat pad. If you want to spend 20 minutes to spam my Xbox Live gamer tag, it's the angry dude. Knock yourselves out.
Wait, why the angry dude?
PSN too. But bottom line, I mean, listen. I don't care if you're going to sit there for 25 minutes on a chat pad and spam my Xbox Live gamer tag, and you want to go on, xboxlive.com and go to look at my gamer tag and send me messages. I mean, that's not going to bother me. What bothers me is when people just take things a little bit too far, and there's only so much they can do. You can do on Xbox Live anyways.
That brings up another.
If anyone wants to play a game with me and jump in a game of Call of Duty and own me and video record it and put it up on the internet, I mean, hey, I'll take anybody on Call of Duty, Madden, any game, anytime. I have them all. And if you want to play, send me a request and come and own me. Show me what a noob I am and put the video on YouTube.
That brings up, they say that you
teabagged Paul Cristoforo.
You're talking about people taking things too far. You mentioned earlier about people threatening you, threatening your family. Like, has that gotten to the point where you actually have called the authorities about it, or what have you done about it? Because that's a serious thing right there.
No, I mean, I didn't call the authorities. I mean, you know, what am I going to do? Start tracing IPs and, you know, get into, you know, I mean, it's a crime. I mean, what they're doing is they're committing a crime. But, I mean, no, you know, I just deal with it. You know what I mean? I mean, ultimately, you know, they're just internet threats. But I mean, you know, when you get enough of it, affects you as far as like, you know, day-to-day life and, you know,
but
family,
like the
like, you know.
The whole thing about the internet is people will say a lot, like, because it's anonymous. That's the whole, that's one
right.
of the big allures. You are not, like, and of the people involved here, you are, like, the most get-to-able person, I would say. Like, Gabe's in a giant castle in Seattle somewhere. Nobody knows where the Dave guy is, but you're the one in front, so people are gonna aim at you. And I don't think I think you might if it gets too bad, I would call somebody. That's what I would do. I'll get Jack Bauer up there.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it gets bad enough, everybody can be traced from any email. I mean, yeah, they can still some anonymous stuff that you can go through, and I got a lot of that too. But, you know, I mean, if it's real bad, I mean, I got the money to hire anybody that I want. I can hire a private investigator. I can hire anybody I want, track down anybody that's doing that. But the point is that it shouldn't be done anyways. I mean, that's just taking things a little bit too far. You have to remember, I have a small baby. I have a wife. I mean, I'm a person just like everybody else. I mean, it's just going a little bit too far. I mean, even if it's just an idle threat, I mean, you know, you need to think about the way that it makes me feel when I get something like that. I mean, it's not a nice feeling to have, and I don't deserve that. And neither does my wife, and neither does my newborn son, even though he doesn't know what's going on. It's just really, really cruel, you know. It's not something that's funny. It's not something that's a joke or anything like that. I mean, even some stuff that's been on Reddit, like I was talking to the guys on Reddit last night, and they were saying, they told me not to do, whatever that's called, AMA or AAA or, you know, ask me anything. They told me, they're like, don't do it. You know, and then people were, you know, I was just asking, I was fielding some questions, and I was, you know, selecting the people that were just being, you know, childish. I wouldn't answer their questions, but, you know, some people that were actually asking me real questions, I was answering them in private room, and they were like, you know, go in and post your picture up and, you know, show some balls and, you know, come in and ask me anything. And I just didn't want to do that. Reddit told me not to do it because I'd be opening a can of worms. And so I followed their advice, and I didn't. And, but I did field some questions, but what I was trying to say is people were putting out some really, really bashful stuff on there. And I mean, I don't know who those poor souls are that really have that much of a zero life, and they're trying to ruin my life and capitalize. And I don't know if it makes them feel better or, you know, they getting off on it, but, you know, leave my family out of it. If you want to rant on me, or you want to do something to me, you want to say something about me, and leave the police out of it. Don't threaten my family. Don't threaten my son. You know, leave that personal stuff off there. If you want to just call me names, and call me names. But, you know, don't, and, you know, Reddit's pretty good. They've been taking down a lot of stuff. And, you know, people are, you know, there's a lot of people that support me as well. And, you know, when that bad stuff was posted, I was reading the people were saying, they're like, that's just 100% wrong. I don't support this threat at all. This is against Reddit policy. And, you know, and ultimately it was taken down, and, you know, whatever. It pops up on an alert, you know, but, you know, I clicked the link, and, you know, they have that right up. I'm sure they can follow everything pretty closely and moderating the stuff. But, you know, that stuff is just out of control, and people shouldn't do that.
It seemed like it would go a long way. You say that Dave has forgiven you and accept your apology. Well, is he going to do that publicly? Is he going to come out and like put out a statement?
I don't think so. I mean, unless someone contacts him.
That's what he should do. If he's actually done that, he should come out and say, hey guys, I've forgiven Paul for this whole mess or whatever. Like,
you know, I mean, I guess, nice, I mean, they called, I mean,
the first email he sent me, he was like, you know, whatever, you know, I don't, you know, I'm genuine. And I sent him another email, and he was a little bit nicer. And, you know, I was telling him that, you know, I tried to get his money back right away. And, you know, now I'm not with the company anymore. So they're handling Dave and whatever he wants. You know, I think he asked for some controllers or something like that, like 12 controllers. I don't know what the deal was. But, you know, bottom line is that, you know, I emailed him. I'm like, you know, I'll try and do the best I can to get you everything that you want. And he's like, you know, he's like, don't, you know, as far as the money's concerned, don't worry about it. And I'm like, you know, so I had to go through the owner, you know, and it's whatever. So, but he forgave me. And he's like, you know, I'm trying to send out some emails to tell people to leave you alone. He's like, but it's out of my hands because, you know, it's up to Mike now. It's not up to me. And if Mike doesn't want to forgive you, then, you know, then you have to deal with Mike. He's like, but, you know, everything's good with me. So, and that was the way that it was. But I don't think that he's going to come out. I don't know if anybody's tried to contact him or if he doesn't just even want to talk to anybody or he doesn't want to say anything. I don't know. But,
I will put it out right now for Dave.
I don't wish him any ill will. and I'm sure that he's going to get taken care of. And, you know,
I give Dave an open invitation to come on Dead Picks Alive every Thursday at 7 p.m. on allgames.com. I will give Dave an open invitation to come up here and do what you've done, which is spend almost an hour here answering questions. We still have a lot of questions coming in. I would love that. Let me go get a few more in here. I don't want to keep you all night long because, like I said, I'm sure you're...
I mean, I'm free. I don't have another interview until 7, so
wait,
I mean...
Who's your other interview? Who was this other interview? Who's the other interview?
The other interview I have tonight is with the San Diego-based podcast, Pirate This Podcast. And then Monday night, I'll be on... I'll be on Worst on the, worstontheweb.com, the live internet radio show on Monday night. So I'll do that after Spike.
Okay, the, AGN858, private messaged me a question. He really wants this answer. He's like, he's hung up on the 5 million thing, which I gotta admit, I'm kinda am too, cause he was like, statements like that gives the impression that you will do anything and walk over anyone to make a dollar. Like if you
but I'm not doing it. I'm not suing anybody though. So that's a totally false statement. If that was the case, then I would have a team of attorneys right now attacking Penny Arcade. Right? I would just go to an attorney's office tomorrow with $20,000 cash, dump it on his desk, and I'd say, go after this guy and do what you got to do to get me $5 million. I'm not doing that. So what he's saying is 100% false. Who am I walking over? I don't need money. I have money. I'm not trying to sue anybody.
How is Ocean, like, I'm guessing that you guys are your PR company, you get a lot of PR. Ocean Marketing is, like, doing pretty good now, or are you thinking about doing something different with it, or?
Well, the company's been dead for a while. I mean, I haven't even gone onto the website in probably 7 months. I've been so focused on the business that I'm doing now. I mean, yeah, I still got some web clients. I still got some social media clients, and you know, I got a couple clients that are still in the gaming industry that I'm working with. You know,
give us some names. Who you working with?
So, I mean, ultimately, I mean, everything's still going on. I mean, besides me just being a little bit depressed right now about everything.
You have three interviews lined up. You're going to be on Spike TV, MTV. How are you?
I know you guys. It sounds fun.
You're on Dead Pixel Live. How can it get any better?
What's not fun is I don't have a team of friends around me to laugh this off with. So, you know, after you see 7,000 people calling you a douchebag, it kind of gets to you a little bit. You know what I mean? And that's just basically why I'm a little bit depressed.
It's almost like
I got the support of my wife and my baby. I can, you know, every time I look at him, you know, it's the best thing in the world.
Don't take this the wrong way, but it's kind of like you're the Kim Kardashian of the internet after she got divorced.
I'm not taking it the wrong way. That's funny.
So, we still have questions from chat. AGN14, people really want, like, I know you've basically apologized this entire time. AGN14 still, 50 minutes into the interview says, how do we accept an apology as sincere, in the light of all that? Because you'll say, I'm sorry, but then you'll say, I'll sue him in a heartbeat if I get $5 million. When people hear that, they're like,
they're taking that out of context. So it was a metaphor. Nobody's offset I can get $5 million. I mean, listen, I'm sure that there's people on here that people would kill you for $20 when you walk through the ghetto. I mean, you know, you talk about $5 million, that'll pretty much set you up for life. I could buy a gaming company with $5 million if I wanted to. I'm not saying that I'm suing anybody, but you talk about that kind of money, and, you know, it's going to set somebody up for life. I mean, it's a dream. You know, I'm not getting $5 million, and I'm not suing anybody.
I actually happen to own a gaming company, Dead Pixel Arcade, which I will happily sell you for $5 million. No problem selling
it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, and I just threw that number out there. I mean, just throwing it out. I mean, I don't know if I could get a dollar. I mean, I mean, ultimately, I don't need money. I'm not poor.
Will you be at PAX West or PAX Prime or PAX East, or will you be there?
I don't know. If I'm in Boston, maybe. I don't know. Maybe in a couple months, you know, I'll be friends with Mike and I'll have a beer with him. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if of course my family's in Boston. So if I'm there, and PAX is going on, if I can get in, then yeah, I would love to go to the show. The show's great. You know what I mean? It's a good show.
If you met Mike, like tomorrow, would it be like a knockdown, drag out fight, or would it be like a yelling match? Would it be shaking hands? Would it not talk to you? Like, how would that?
I don't hate him. You know what I mean? I don't hate the guy. I mean, you know, he did something messed up to me, but I mean, ultimately, I'd love to shake his hand and make it water under the bridge. I mean, I don't care if he retracts the statements or not. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't have any ill will towards Mike, or anything like that. I mean, yeah, I've said some stuff that he bullied me. You know, with the power that he had, but I mean, ultimately, you know, I shake the guy's hand, you know, and say, hey, I'd say thank you, or I'd say that was messed up. I mean, ultimately, I don't have any issues with him. I don't want to fight him or anything.
You'd be like a great meeting of Brock Lesnar.
Troy's a good guy. You know what I mean? I mean, just like, you know, people don't know me and, you know, I mean, maybe after this call, they might have a different opinion of me. Maybe they'll still think I'm a prick, but I mean, I'm a good guy. I'm a fun guy to be around. I'm funny. I do funny stuff, and you know, I'm pretty lighthearted, and you know, I'm not a mean person. But can I get mean? Do I have mean streak in me? Absolutely. I'm from Boston, and I'm Italian. You know, I mean, you put the two together, and you got a. A guinea from an asshole from an Italian from Massachusetts.
Hey, you know? Enough with the racist talk. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
No, but I mean, you know, that's where I grew up. I mean, my mother used to beat me with spoons and you know, to throw shoes at me. It was just, you know, big Italian family I have.
TC in chat wants to know if you think it's okay to treat people like crap as long as you don't get caught or no one will care.
No, I don't think it's good. I don't think it's okay to treat anybody like crap, and I don't do that. That's not something I practice. Like I said, and everybody gets mad sometimes. Everybody has a bad day. Everybody, you might yell at somebody if you go and you don't like something, or you get a game, and someone won't let you return. I mean, I'm sure everybody in here has had some experience where they mistreated somebody, and I don't care unless you're God or an angel or some perfect thing which just doesn't exist in this world. Every single person has had an issue with somebody, and whether it was a fight because someone bumped into them in the club, whether it was because they took something from their house, whether it was because they owe them money, doesn't matter. Every single person has had an issue with somebody at some point, and it could be on a daily basis, could be on a weekly basis, or it could be once a month, but every single person is just like me. They have bad days. They get into a fight, or they get into a squabble with somebody because maybe they got a steak at a restaurant and it was gross, and they were pissed off at the waiter. Right? It happens. It's just life.
Buff Bath.
Human.
Buff Bath from chat wants to know if you forgive Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. Simple.
It's,
yes.
It's done funny. Now.
What am I going to do with that? You can't beat a dead horse, right? I can't. The horse is already dead. I mean, he already did what he did. What am I going to do? Sit there and just beat it? I mean, it's not going to come back to life. I can't reverse what happened. Ultimately, what's done is done. You know, I mean, he put out some posts on his website asking people to stop with the hate and leave my family alone. So obviously, the guy's got some kind of a heart. So I don't hold it against him. I mean, you know, he's making statements to leave my family alone and stuff like that. So, you know, obviously, he's not. A total jerk.
That whole Child's Play charity thing—that kind of points to him having a heart, maybe, possibly.
Yeah, of course.
Helping kids.
I mean, that's a really nice thing that he does, and I know that it's a pretty big charity. And you know, I've been told by quite a few people. I actually sent him an email yesterday, asking if there's anything that I could do with the charity, you know, to help out or whatnot. I haven't heard back from him yet, but
most people. Child's Play is a charity where little kid, there are a bunch of little kids, they're sick everywhere. And while they're sick, they're just sitting in a hospital bed most of the day. What Child's Play does is it goes and buys them. I think it's not just toys. I think it's not just video games. I think now it's also toys, but it started out, they would buy them video games to play. So that's why it's a big charity for the gamer community. So gamers, they will sit there, they will do, like game-a-thons where they'll play a game for 24 hours straight and to raise money to give to Child's Play. That's why Child's Play is like a big, push for Child's Play amongst gamers, because it's a charity that's not only does good things, but it does good things promoting gaming and promoting gaming at the same time.
I think that's awesome though. You know what I mean? That they do that. And you know, if there's any way, that's why I emailed him yesterday, and I could CC on the email and show you that I reached out to him to see if I could help the charity. Nobody told me to do it. I just knew that it was his charity, a charity that he supported, that was pretty big. And so I reached out to see if there's anything I could do to help out with this one charity. I mean, I can't donate a ton of money because I don't have that much money. I mean, I got enough money to live, but you know, if there's anything that I can do to help that charity. I mean, I'd love to tell my, you know, less fortunate people than me. Like I said, I worked for a food drive, and you know, I did some website work for them, and I gave out food to veterans, older people, obviously. And I did another charity where, you know, we helped kids that didn't have shoes. You know, we were working with JCPenney and Foot Locker, and you know, we'd get all these shoes and we'd give these shoes to kids that couldn't afford to eat using shoes, you know, and low poverty levels and stuff like that. But it's just all the kids. So, you know, I think that's a great foundation that he's been calling. And,
AGN 396 says, what have you learned from the overall from the situation? Will you do or act any differently going forward with life?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, my New Year's resolution is I vow to be the best customer service person in the world. I mean, this will obviously make me think twice about anything that I would do to anybody, you know, even though I'm not that bad of a person. It's an everyday occurrence, but, you know, ultimately is that, moving forward, I'll never do anything like this again. And I'll work at my customer service skills, the way I handle a bad situation to make it better.
I'm gonna say customer service may not be your strong suit, Paul.
No, it isn't. It never has been. I mean, I've been upfront about that, is that I'm not a customer service person. But you know, in lieu of everything that happened, that you know, if I were put in that kind of a situation, this would never happen again.
Jesus Christ, TC, there's a guy in TC in chat who says I've been...
Guys, I just want to shift everything just for one second before I answer another question, because the biggest, out of everything that's going on, is people are shifting attention towards me, and I mean, ultimately, you know, In Control has suffered a lot of stuff that they shouldn't have suffered because of me, and I'm no longer a part of the company, but I love the product, and I know a lot about it. But, you know, people shouldn't hang them out to dry because of the bad thing that I did, because that's a great company. And they don't deserve to be dragged through the mud with me. You know what I mean? That's, you know, the owner is a school teacher. He teaches kids, art.
We're talking about Avenger controllers now, right?
He invented the controller to help disabled kids play video games better. I mean, he's a great guy. You know, people should pay attention to his product because it shouldn't suffer because of what I did. I don't represent Avenger or End Control. You know, I'm an independent person. I'm not, you know, they shouldn't be held responsible for my actions. And I have a great product, be hung out to dry because of what I did, you know, and I just want people should understand who he is and, you know, not be so hard on that company because of me. I mean, remember, he's a school teacher. He teaches art, and he invented a controller with the children in the school, and he helped a disabled kid play video games. He's done it for other disabled kids too. So, you know, it's not his fault for my bad customer service. It's not the company's fault. and you know they shouldn't be getting any heat. They fired me. I'm no longer a part of the company. I don't own anything with the company, and I'm not doing anything with the company. And you know that's it. It's over. You know.
And he's
a friend, and he's not even talking to me anymore.
Honestly.
So you know, ultimately, you know, maybe you know we'll be friends again someday. You know, I don't know, but you know, because of this, I lost a friend, and you know.
AvengerController.com is AvengerController.com. That's the website. It's a controller add-on for the Xbox 360 that allows you to basically play the games without
having to use your thumbs off the analog stick. And they're on the PlayStation 3 now too. They just launched the PlayStation 3, so you know people have been waiting that for a while, but. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's not a mod because there's nothing electric about it, but it's a controller. I mean, I use them. I have three of them here, and I don't take it off my controller. I mean, playing games like Madden, Modern Warfare, and stuff like that, I mean, it helps you play the game better because, you know, when someone's going to reload and they're going to move their thumb off the analog stick, you know, I can hit that button with my finger and, you know, reload that much faster. You know, some people like pro gamers, I know that they play the games and they use their index finger to hit the buttons on the top, which I don't know how they do that, but you know, ultimately the event controller, it helps your game. I mean, Madden comes rolling out of the pocket. I don't have to hit my X, Y, and B. I don't have to move my hands off the analog stick. So I'm able to pass while I'm running. I use it for everything that I play. So, you know, I'm not trying to deflect stuff off of me to Avenger, but you know they just don't deserve any of this bad press that they're getting for my actions, and people shouldn't crucify a nice man like that. And he's just trying to make this dream happen, and trying to make him more, you know, make it big in the gaming industry, you know, because of me, that he shouldn't suffer for that. So, you know, I just wanted. To not make this all about me, because it isn't all about me. Everybody's pointing at me, but don't forget about the, you know, who's suffering too because of this, and you know, it's not his fault.
I am going to end it right there because, I think there's nowhere to go, can't go any higher than that. AvengerController.com not only is it good for pro gamers, but also it's a controller that helps, if you're disabled. It's a great way to finally be able to play games. We're talking to the Evil Controller guys a few months ago, and they're also big on trying to make controllers easier for disabled people. Not just kids, but disabled adults too, to be able to play games. So, AvengerController.com. Go check it out. Anything else you want to plug, Paul, before? First of all, I want to thank you very much for coming on. You've been a great guest. I would like to,
yes.
I know people in chat have said I was softballing you the entire time. I thought I was asking you the hard questions. If I wasn't,
I think you were too. I mean, I'll get on the phone with you again if you want next Thursday, and we can do it again. And if you want to hit me with more questions, I mean, by then they're going to hear me a couple more times, and they're going to hear the same thing. But you know, people are still going to ask me more questions. I'll answer any questions that anybody has.
TC says this has just been.
We can do it again.
TC in chat says this has been one long circle jerk for you. So I hope you've enjoyed the hour long circle jerk. He said that was my intention all along, and he washes his hands as they're covered in Paul's splooge. That's disgusting, TC. Oh my God, the visual of that.
Now, for somebody online to put that up, and isn't that the same shit that went on in the email? I mean, kind of veracity? And then somebody on a message board is just going to throw that up and throw it in his face?
Call the creative Marmaduke. I'm going to write a letter to the creative Marmaduke right now and let him know that TC was mean to me, and hopefully he will take up my call. I don't know if Marmaduke has the same pull as Penny Arcade, but okay. Thank you very – thanks a lot, Paul. Enjoy the rest of your, I guess, internet fame, I guess you would call it. And all the best of luck to you in the future.
Thanks a lot, guys. And I hope the audience got some questions answered. And if they didn't, you know, tune in to Spike and, you know, watch me live and, you know, and
just send you an Xbox radio message, shows. Man.
Yeah, send me an Xbox message. But, you know, just leave my family out of everything. That's all I ask. And other than that, you know, I hope to get in the good graces of all the gamers and, you know, have them forgive me, for the mistake I made.
You may have to wait.
And, thank you guys. You guys want to have me back on again. You know, I'll be more than happy to come back on again. Just give me a heads up and, you know, we can do it again.
Cool deal. Hey, thanks a lot, Paul.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I've hung up on Paul Cristoforo.